See, I'll call the meeting to order. I've got 4:30 on the nose. James, would you please call the roll of the City Council?
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem James Whitmore.
Present.
The Honorable Samantha Hudson.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses Smallwood. Absent.
Thank you so much. Next, we'll have Mr. City Administrator. Could you mind doing a prayer for us?
Absolutely.
If you don't mind. If you everyone, please stand as for the invocation. I should appreciate it.
Let us pray. Father, we stand before you this afternoon, humbly and gratefully, thanking you for the blessing of this another day. As we gather to conduct the business of the city, it is our prayer, Lord, that everything that is done here is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Help us to continue to serve those around us in every way possible. Bless our elected leaders as they work to serve the community and to make those decisions in the best interests of all. This we ask in your Son Jesus' name, as all who agree said, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this point, members of council, can I entertain a motion to adopt the City Council agenda?
I have a question, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought I overheard that the text amendment was supposed to be on a regular meeting. We will have a special call meeting for that?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought the special call meeting was for benefits.
Mr. City Administrator, with the City Attorney, go ahead.
So the text amendment for the data center will be continued in this hearing.
Right.
We consulted with our zoning attorney, and her advice was to continue the hearing to the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Yes, sir.
Based on the language in the ordinance, which requires regularly scheduled meeting is the reference. When it was continued at the previous council meeting, it was continued to the next public meeting. And so to ensure that we align with the ordinance language as written, the advice of our zoning attorney, Ms. Wilson, is to continue this hearing today.
Okay.
The next meeting, regularly scheduled City Council meeting.
Great point.
Thank you.
Great observation. Yeah. In this case, can I entertain a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
A second.
Second.
A motion is made and properly seconded by Ms. Hudson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We'll go to our first agenda item.
First item on the regular agenda is benefits renewal for 2024. Is a request for mayor and council approval to proceed with the recommended benefit renewal plan, which includes the transition to a medical plan option with Cigna Healthcare Vision and dental plan services under United Healthcare, with the enhanced dental benefits and renewal with the current providers for basic life disability health reimbursement, HRA flexible spending, and COBRA administration for the 2024 benefit plan.
Okay. Ma'am, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of council. The agenda item here before you tonight is relating to our 2024 benefits renewal. As you know, each year, our partners, BKS, along with our city administration, our finance director, and the HR team come together to help ensure that we are providing a benefits package that not only continues to improve the health and well-being of our employees, but it's also affordable, not just to the employees, but to their families as well. This year's 2024 benefits program, what you will see is an associated cost increase of about 12.0% for the medical plan option, where we will undergo a new carrier, Cigna Healthcare, and a 2.5% increase for United Healthcare dental plan because of an enhanced benefit. To fund the benefits renewal, we're looking at a budget amendment to fund the projected cost due to our rate increase of about $110,000, and that will cover us for the remaining year. Tonight, to provide you more of a holistic overview and presentation of the 2024 benefits plan, I have with me members of our BKS team, Mr. Joe Harris, who's our benefits advisor, along with Jamila Mathis, who's our client manager.
afternoon, Mayor Council.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Council. Mayor Pro Tem. Good afternoon. Thank you for having us here tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead.
It's on the podium.
Oh, it's too technical for me. Here we go. So again, we're your BKS partner for your employee benefits. We're going to talk about the initial medical, dental, vision renewal recommendations and what the contribution strategy was and renewal plan decisions for this year. This is your team, and we appreciate the opportunity to be that team. There we go. Perfect. As Talisha eloquently spoke of, we've had a partnership with United Healthcare for 10 years for the city. We've had a difficult claims year this year. United Healthcare came with a 25.9% increase, over a $600,000 annual increase to the city that they were asking for overall. We went out to market, as we did the year before. Cigna provided a competitive quote last year, but city decided to stay with United Healthcare. Cigna provided another competitive quote this year at a 12% overall increase versus the almost 26% increase that United Healthcare was asking for. We did our best with United Healthcare because it's always a disruption anytime you have a change. But Cigna is, one of the acronyms we use is BUCA, Blue Cross, United, Cigna, Aetna, the big four carriers in the state of Georgia. And Cigna is a very good strategic partner of ours, as well as United Healthcare. But with no change in really matching the benefits, and we were able to get a competitive quote from Cigna this year. With United Healthcare and the dental, enhancing the benefit was a 2.5% increase that we spoke of. The vision is a rate pass, so no increase there. We're still continuing the health reimbursement arrangement, which is a fantastic benefit to the employees. But we will have to move our administration for the HRA to I believe it's Admin America. Admin America, and they will be able to take over the HRA for us outside of United Healthcare. Cigna could do it, but they can't do it in an off-cycle year with the renewal being coming up, so they're not able to do that until possibly January 1st. And then we're also advising to remove the medical stipend, which would be an $84,000 savings to the city.
What you see here is just a plan design. This is the medical exhibit as it exists today. There are basic, while the basic core benefits are staying the same, there again will be minor disruptions to employees as Cigna cannot match it exactly or directly. And then with this is a plan design with the enhancement of the dental benefits. And what we did was add implants to the dental. So that is a 2.5% increase as the enhancement of adding implants to dental coverage. And then this is your vision plan as it exists today. There's no changes to the visions moving forward. The vision is in a rate lock, so there's no changes to the rates there either. What you see here is the City of Fairburn's employer-employee split contribution to employees' premiums, and this is with the city observing the increase. Okay, these are the decisions, renewal decisions that we want to look at. The medical with Cigna, the move to Cigna. 12% increase, excuse me. The dental will remain with United Healthcare, but we're adding the implants there at the 2.5% increase. And then again, the vision will renew as is with no changes. Okay, we are looking at some enhancements to the basic life. And then for the medical stipend, we're looking at removing the medical stipend with the 84,000 savings and annual savings to the city. Also on the agenda to discuss is retiree coverage. If we want to add retiree coverage, with that we would fund sort of an HRA card that would allow funds for retirees to go and purchase medical coverage for themselves. Also on the agenda to review is moving from a 4-1 effective date to a January 1 effective.
And from an administration standpoint, that would be an ease for Talisha and her staff. And it would also get us on a calendar year deductible, so it would match up with the renewal. So there's no confusion on employees' part. So it would just line up January 1st, your renewal starts over again. And it just keeps it in line. The move to Cigna, we did a geo search. So we basically took a snapshot of Cigna providers in the network in the area. There's not going to be much disruption. There'll always be some disruption. There usually is. But as I said earlier, Cigna is one of the big four carriers. There shouldn't be any issues with network. And if we have any, if an employee has any difficulty, we'll help them in that transition. But there shouldn't be any issue there moving from United Healthcare to Cigna.
Any questions?
Any members of council have a question about this coverage renewal?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Ms. Jones.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the information. Could you share with us what our experience has been, or what has resulted in the recommendation to remove the medical stipend?
So, removing the medical stipend, the way that your stipend is now is you pay your employees $200 per month if they have access to a spouse's plan to waive coverage here and not go on that. So you pay them $200 per month from that. By removing that stipend, you save yourself $84,000 annually.
Okay. And, all right, but the benefit of that was to reduce the utilization, if I'm correct.
You are correct in the utilization part, but what we've found is that we're losing employees that would help the overall plan. You want employees that are part of your insurance coverage that are not utilizing the plan, and we feel like that those employees would help bolster our plan moving forward if they were on the new Cigna plan.
It's about projection here, but if we were to do that for this plan year, and then next plan year you come to us and we have this astronomical utilization, which is why United Healthcare was at their proposal was at almost 26%, right? So I'm concerned about that. So how do we balance that issue?
You're correct. It's going to be tough because we can't project who's going to be the claim, who the claims are going to be generated by. You know, you're always going to have, there's always going to be a premature baby we have no control over. But if we have, through our transparency tools, and we're able to drill down and see who our claims are, people that are that have the claims, we're able to get to them ahead of time and make sure that they're doing what they need to take care of their health. But you are correct. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get bolster our enrollment, which will help offset those claims that we've been incurring through the years. So it's more of an increase in that enrollment to help make the pool larger to minimize the claims, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm not sure if it would minimize the claims, because we don't know what claim,
correct,
what the utilization was going to be. Here's my concern, is that all we're doing is really buying ourselves, 7 months. And in that 7 months, a lot could happen that could send our cost through the roof. And then you'll be coming back to us instead of, 26%, that we may be looking at, 30 to 35, which we've had that experience before in the past, where the proposal was at 30%+. I don't know what the answer is to this, but I'm really concerned that we're not helping ourselves here with this situation. So can you help me to yes.
What we have seen for the last several years is the primary driver of the escalation in the cost of insurance, specifically for the city of Fairburn, has been the high dollar claims that are not manageable. We've had several of those, and it's just a function of providing medical insurance. And UnitedHealthcare looks at that and says, we are paying far more to you in claims than we're collecting from you in premiums. So that has affected not only UnitedHealthcare and their 24% increase,
26.
But it also affects other insurance companies looking at us and determining whether or not they want to offer insurance to the city. Adding additional employees to the pool raises the premiums we're paying to the insurance companies to offset that balance, and that has been, more than utilization, the key driver of expense. And we've been in that position now for at least 2 years, and I think possibly longer, because UnitedHealthcare last year told us, when we renewed then, that they were losing money, that they were paying far more out in claims than they were collecting in premiums, but chose to extend for another year. When we got to the renewal period this year, they simply said, we can't continue to offer that with that disparity between what the city pays in premiums and what we're paying out in claims. And so adding additional plan members would have the effect of having to balance that disparity to some degree and hopefully provide us additional options, be it Cigna when we choose to renew or other insurance companies, whoever that may be.
Okay. Did we model at all this past year or past couple years if all of the employees had been, all of the employees and dependents had been included under our current health plan, how, the utilization or the expenses may have shown up?
So when we go out to market, we look at total eligible employees. Mm-hmm. So they look at a complete census of all your eligible employees, and the numbers are based on that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mr. Heath?
Yeah, do you have any idea how much money has been put out for claims and how much we paid in premium?
Let's see. don't know that we had that in this report for this meeting, like what the claims costs were. That is some information we can provide as feedback.
Right, we can certainly get that to you.
Okay, I would appreciate that. Because then it gives me some idea. I mean, I know you're quoting 26% basically increase, but I don't know how much monetary that is. So that's the reason I just want to know that. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Any other member of the council has a question about this?
I just concur the same thing that Councilman Portis Jones raised, as well as Heath. And I just want to just ask a question. Georgia insurance rates always go up every year. We know that from homeowners insurance to car insurance to medical insurance. How can we better prepare for increase in our budget? That's being proactive. We may not have planned completely for a 26% increase, but what does that look like if we would have planned for 20% increase or 15% increase?
You did plan for, we got very close to the 12%, so you'd planned 11.8% for this year.
Do we know the percentage of increases from year to year? If we got 11.8% this year, is that what we're looking? The trend from previous had been around that time?
Perfect word, trend.
Okay, the trend.
So United Healthcare, they modeled us on our renewal at an 11.9% increase.
Okay.
Our underwriting looked at 9.5%, our underwriters. So you're going to fall in between that 10% range is what we've seen the past few years pretty consistently.
Okay.
I was just going to say, so with trend being 11.8%, yeah, Cigna is coming in just right at that trend with the 12% for this.
Okay, Cigna is coming in right at the 12%.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hudson, I would add to that additionally, we always anticipate to your point, correct point, that insurance is constantly rising. So as we go through the budget process, we budget for an increase each year.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to anticipate exactly what that increase will be. I think Cigna's proposal is more in line with what the market norms are for increases. United Healthcare was in that ballpark last year, and now they have chosen, because of the losses between premiums, which I think Ms. Chris can expound upon, to escalate their offer well above what they know is market rate. But Ms. Chris, if you could.
So maybe this will provide a little bit more clarity. Last year this time, right before we went to the renewal, we had a significant claim drop off our insurance. It was well over a little bit more than $1 million. And so with that claim dropping off, it better positioned the city to get a better rate last year at renewal time. Unfortunately, this time at renewal, our claims have significantly increased, where they've had a payout of over $4 million in reference to claims for this renewal period. So that's one of the reasons why you see the driver go from about 12% to almost 26%, because our claims have increased. And I can tell you, just like Mr. Phillips said, had that claim not dropped off last year, we would have been in the same situation. But unfortunately, it dropped off right before the renewal.
You still got the floor, Ms.
Just one other brief. You know, it becomes real touchy for our fire and our public safety. So I want to make sure that this plan is not going to put them in a dire constraints, because that's one of the things that I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about all the employees, but our public safety, what does that look like for them?
I can tell you, as a city administration, we are too. We've taken a step back and look at providers that we know that we utilize to make sure they both take the United Healthcare and Cigna, and we have not been able to find a specific discrepancy where there's a provider that doesn't take both of them. Now, I can't speak to someone that may be seeing a specialist to check to see, but I can tell you from what the research that we've conducted, we haven't seen a provider that doesn't accept the same insurance, and the plan is not changing. So the same benefits they had with the United Healthcare will roll over to Cigna. The only difference will be pretty much the name on the card.
And Councilwoman Hudson, we did so factoring in from a budgetary standpoint without increasing the employee's contribution to the plan.
Okay, good.
And so it remains where it is this year, and it is the same approximate coverage with another major provider.
Okay, good. I'm done.
Oh, okay, I had a question. My question is gonna be as it relates to your In this case, obviously we're having this conversation because of issues with claim. Just so I make sure I'm real clear, if you've got a claim dropped off right before this time last year, and we picked up, maybe I can think of one or two. Here's my question: is the time frame as relates to the claim that we picked up? And I'm trying to be real careful how I say this. The claim that's picked up that we know may not cure for 2 or 3 years. Clearly. My question is going to be, how do we know we're not having this conversation again this time next year with your company, because the new claims is a 2 or 3 year recovery period? Go ahead.
Mayor, that's a distinct possibility. Let me be very transparent. Mm-hmm. Because that is a cost that we cannot directly manage.
Correct.
For clarity, for those who may be listening, when we talk about claims, typically you're talking about people with long-term illnesses, sometimes terminal illnesses, who have a higher claim percentage, and there's no direct way for the city to manage that. And so that is a distinct possibility that we could be in this position again next year. One of the reasons that we do wellness programs and things of that nature is not because it's a good thing to do, but because we are trying to get early intervention, encourage our employees to go to the doctor as soon as possible. Someone shared with me, Ms. Jamila, I think it may have been you, if you could share that example you shared with me in the meeting about the two patients.
So one of the things that we'll be speaking to during the enrollment meetings, and we can also come back out throughout the year and do education for employees, is education about how important it is to go and get your wellness and your preventative care visits. It is literally life-saving. And in the meeting, the example that I shared, which is a real-life example, is I have two family members that were both diagnosed with prostate cancer. One was diagnosed in stage 3, and one was diagnosed in stage 1. The one that was diagnosed in stage 3 was given 6 months to live. The one that was diagnosed in stage 1 had surgery and is still living today. And it is a matter of walking into the doctor and getting that diagnosis. Early detection is key. So we have to really drive that home. It also helps us to detect some onsets of some key illnesses that are coming down the road that maybe we can help to deter as it gets worse. And then back to that point, the carriers, United Healthcare, the reason why they were unwilling to budge at the off the 25.9% is because they were looking at those claims and determined that they were going to be ongoing. So we, in negotiations with Cigna, wanted them to understand that they were picking up those claims for the 12%. So to Mr. Phillips' point, that is something that we could be looking at again next year.
And so preventatively, we try to manage wellness in such a way, because early intervention, regular checkups, I know those sound like just things people hear all the time, but they can have a real material impact on our cost for insurance as we continue to work with our employees. I think we budgeted about $20,000 last year for wellness programming.
Yes. So we will get the same $20,000 again this year through Cigna, and I know that our human resources department will be expanding our benefits. And so we're looking at bringing dental exams to the city for our employees to get dental exams, vision exams, hearing exams. And so what they already do as far as blood pressure checks and the wellness activities that you've seen over the last year, they plan to expand on what the additional funding will receive.
Can I ask you one other question? Kind of two things. I want to make sure that I don't mention about retiree coverage. Did I miss that portion of it?
It hasn't been explained yet.
In negotiations prior to renewal, one of the things that HR, we discussed with HR, is if you wanted to add retiree coverage this year, something that you've previously talked about, at what point do we want to add that benefit? And again, what that would look like is a pre-funded card that would allow your retiree employees to go and purchase healthcare coverage.
Okay, and then let me ask another question that's not part of it, it's just that I know this has come up before in previous negotiations. And you can tell me if I'm out of order completely what I'm about to ask you. As it relates to some of your lot of elected officials that actually use the coverage, my question is, are they impacted by any of this modification in terms of retiree coverage?
So let me see if I can add some clarity. We were mentioning that as an option that the city could consider. It is not currently included in this plan. I think it would require some additional conversation and advice from mayor and council as to whether or not we want to pursue that. Retiree coverage is a very good benefit, but it's one that grows over time.
Correct.
So as people retire and people are living longer now, and there are more seniors moving on to benefits, then over time, that financial obligation is likely to expand as you're covering not only your active employees, but your retirees as well. And so I think that might merit a little bit further additional consideration and some more advice and counsel from you as an elected body as to whether or not that's the direction we want to move in from a fiscal management standpoint. It is not currently included
Correct.
In the renewal as right. offered by Cigna.
And then do me one last thing. The $84,000 savings that we talked about in this case, I just want to make sure, because for a lot of, I'm sure a lot of our employees are listening or going to listen to this, I just want to make sure we're real clear as it relates to why we're doing it and I want to make clear why we're doing it.
Absolutely. So there are about approximately 40 employees out of our 200 employees that do not currently have insurance through the city of Fairburn. Previously, we would pay those employees $200 a month if they were not taking insurance through the city, be it their spouse, be it they just declined insurance for whatever reason. One, it's kind of a market practice. It's sunsetted. It's not typically offered anymore. Two, as we talked about a little earlier, as we add more people to the plan, it will help to balance out those long-running expensive claims that we talked about by adding more premiums. And so for that reason, we decided to offer to sunset that benefit, right? So that we can move that funding to support those who are on the plan, and it may increase additional folks on the plan, but for our circumstances, that is not a negative. That may, in fact, be a net positive. Mayor, you talked about the fact, could we be in this position again next year? Very well, we could. Some of those long-term claims can often run several years at a time. If you get additional claims added on to that, then that cost between premiums and claim payments could, again, be a challenge for us when we attempt to renew in our next benefit renewal period.
And my last question, I'll come to you, Ms. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
First, yeah.
I did one question, I'll come to you, Mr. Protean. Question, the new added implants, mm-hmm. that's kind of different. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great benefit. My question is, that's not a cheap undertaking.
It's only about 2.5%, and the total cost additional this year is about $2,901. And so when we looked at that cost, it was nominal compared to the benefit our employees would receive.
Okay.
So it's only about a 2.5% increase over what we were paying previously. The fact that we are saving some money on the stipend and that otherwise benefit cost did not go up for employees, we thought that would be an additional enhancement for our employees' dental plan, and it's at a manageable cost.
And can I ask what's the percentage of the cost of the employees out of pocket for employees that use it? Some things are covered at 50, some covered at, do you have any idea? Yeah.
So right now, the slide that showed our rates, the city is typically at an 80-20, which means that the city pays 80% towards our premium and the employees pay 20%. But as Mr. Phillips mentioned, the way that we design the rates is that the city is gonna incur all the costs. So the exact same rate that the employees paid last year
okay.
for dental, they're gonna now get an enhanced benefit, but they're gonna pay the exact same.
Great. Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. Usually when we go through this exercise, we usually hear from the employees and now we're concerned about whether or not they have in-network coverage with the same physicians. My question is, changing from United Healthcare to Cigna, what's the average number of, do we increase with available physicians for various specialties, or is it decreased?
It's not decreased, Tim. It's a net.
Okay.
So, but prior to moving, one of the things that we did is actually not a healthcare for report to show us the doctors that your employees were utilizing. We then sent that report to Cigna and asked them to check their network and make sure that these providers are in their network, and they were able to match that.
That's great. Thank you.
Ms. Jones? Mm-hmm. Ms. Jones and then Ms. Davis.
Go ahead, Ms. Davis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, I'm very impressed with what we're doing for our employees, and we're trying to keep their payment at a minimal increase when everything is increasing every year. Well, what I also want to know, how, where are we as council members? What, you know, things that we're deciding here, what part is for employees and what part is not for council? Because, you know, we can't make an assumption that all of this is included. But I need to know when, what we are not included on.
So everything that is offered to employees is also offered to you as council members.
Except what?
Please come to the mic and make sure you speak loud.
So, Mayor and Council, you all are getting the exact same plans as it relates to medical, dental, vision. The only plan that you do not get is the buy-up voluntary plan. You're still getting the basic life. None of that has changed.
What was that you said? I didn't.
The basic life, AD&D.
What we don't get.
What you don't get is the voluntary, the buy-up, like the additional life insurance. That's the only thing. Everything else remains the same.
And why don't we?
Could you explain what you mean by buy-up? I don't think.
Yeah.
Buy-up basically means right now we're offering the basic AD&D. That's where the city pays a portion, pays the actual rate, and everyone gets the $50,000 flat rate. The buy-up voluntary life is basically if you want to buy up more life insurance for either yourself, your dependent, or your spouse.
That's
in addition to the $50,000 that the city already offers that employees or members of council do not have to pay for.
Okay, question. And is that portable?
Yes, it is convertible.
Convertible, okay. That's
yes.
The word. Convertible.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. But there is a reduction in reference to age.
That is correct. Level. By the time age, there's a reduction at age 60, and then there's a final reduction at age 70.
And the balance?
And the balance,
guaranteed.
For the most part, would be that 20, by the time is age 70, that balance will go from 50,000 flat rate to about 25,000 flat rate.
Okay, and that's not changing?
And that's not changing.
Okay.
Ms. Hudson, you had another question?
No.
I did.
Okay.
Let's start with the follow-up question to Councilwoman Davis, and that is, why is that not available to council?
I don't know that.
My understanding prior to DKS. So that is not.
I'm sorry, that is something that is in place prior. That's not our decision to say that it's not offered. If that is something that we would like to look at in the future moving forward, we certainly can. But we don't know why that was in place for the city.
For clarity, that has been in place for before this administration.
Yes, I understand. So, yes, I understand. But I have at a year and a half ago, I inquired about life insurance for council and the ability to have an increase in the life insurance and the portability of the life insurance. Now, so you, that question has been put forth to you, so I just really disappointed and don't understand why there's not an answer to that question.
So you're correct in that you requested information as it relates to the portability. So last year when we went for a renewal, we did incorporate in the plan, Lincoln did come back and allow the basic life AND to be portable or convertible is what we were saying. That has not changed. I think the question that Councilwoman Davis is asking and you are asking is the voluntary plan. Right now, it has always been in place that part of your benefit is just medical, dental, vision, and the basic AD&D in life. It has never been having the ability to buy up as it relates to the basic life for a yourself, spouse, or dependent. If that is something that you are looking for us to take a look at, then we certainly can go back and take a look at that as well.
So yes, for the third time, that is exactly what I'm asking. The ability to buy up, you've answered the convertibility of it, and that is fantastic. At a minimum, be able to buy up for ourselves. And it would be terrific if we could also do it for dependents.
So the same. Okay.
Okay. Yes, but at a minimum for us. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And be able to buy up and convert that when we're no longer here.
Okay. Okay. So we do have time, if that is a wish, to go back to Lincoln prior to 4-1 and ask them to open up the voluntary life to the mayor and council class of employees. And what that is a voluntary benefit. So the city does not contribute to those premiums. Those are premiums that you all would pay, but it does allow you to buy up or purchase additional insurance for yourself and your family members. And I can certainly go back to Lincoln and ask them to make that amendment to the plan for 4-1 moving forward.
Thank you, and that the benefit to it is because we are part of a group, and it becomes remains affordable for us versus if we're not part of the group, and so that's why.
Sure, certainly. Okay. Now, with that being said, I do not know if that would change the rates by adding additional members on to opening up that benefit, but I certainly can go and ask that, and give you feedback on that information. So
okay.
One of the other things that we did with the basic life this year was looked at enhancing that benefit for staff members one times their annual salary. So right now everyone gets a flat 50,000, employees a flat 50,000. So we looked at enhancing that to one times their annual salary. What we're looking at is, will the rates change for that? For employees that make under 50,000, we don't want them to lose a benefit. So we'd like that to remain a flat 50 for them if they make under 40,000. So we'll look at that overall together, and I will provide that feedback.
Okay, thank you. And then I'd like to just say, when I first came on council, when we had the discussion about benefits, the inclusion of council to be able to participate in all of the various benefits that are offered was, we approved that. And so to hear that, you know, the life insurance was separate and apart from that, I don't know what happened or why, but I'm just asking now that council be afforded the same benefits as the employees, because sometimes we're an employee and sometimes we're not. It just depends on, okay,
exactly.
Okay, so I want to be in that employee category for the benefits.
Yes.
We will provide that information. Yeah. I believe that it is possible to make that change, as Mr. Miller just mentioned, before April 1st. Whatever cost increase, we will apprise at the next council meeting. I don't think it's a matter of can it happen. It's just an additional cost. And so we'll go back to Lincoln, see what that cost looks like, put that plan in place, and then apprise council of what the additional cost will be.
Okay, thank you. Now I have a couple other questions back to Signal specifically, and that is, can you talk a little bit about the case management program of Cigna, especially as it relates to, the high dollar cases, the cancers, disabilities, et cetera?
Yes, so like Cigna, like most of the carriers, will have a case management program where they will outreach to the employees. And once they see those claims come through, if you have an employee that is diagnosed with a terminal illness or a cancer or whatever have you, they do an outreach to those employees to help guide them through the process, answer questions, help them with health benefits such as weight loss management if it's diabetes. But the employee has to answer that call. They have to agree to participate in that program. And what we see across the board is, and I'm guilty of it, I've done it before as well. Mm-hmm. The carrier will call me and I don't have time to answer this. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to join this program. I don't have time to be on the phone every month talking to somebody for an hour. So it's really driving that education home to employees and then letting them know that there is a nurse on the other end. There's someone on the other end that's trying to help you. So that's just education to the employees and something that we'll talk to during the open enrollment meetings. And again, we can work with HR to come out through the year and do education programs for the employees.
Okay, so, you know, this is a partnership, and we all have to do our part. And as the costs rise, we all have to pay more out of pocket via the deductible from the city, you know, as the employer of the employee. So it is very important that that is understood, that we are a partnership and that we have to create, you know, this win-win for us. With that being said, can we offer incentives to, you know, do certain things like the prevention, you know, making sure that they, you know, have the annual well checks, the case management, if that is the case, is that at all possible?
Yes, ma'am. Cigna will provide a $20,000 wellness benefit. You did receive that benefit last year through United Healthcare, so we did ask Cigna to continue that benefit. And what we do is plan that. We have a population health team, and the Cigna has a wellness team. So I've been working with Talisha, and that is something that we can incentivize. We can look at different programs for that, and we can allocate those funds towards those programs.
Okay. And is that 20 the same as last year?
It is, yes.
It is, okay. All right, I would also ask if we could just explore our budget to see if we can add just a few more dollars to that, and that, you know, we do a heavy incentive of our employees for, you know, because we end up saving costs in the long run. And again, I really am concerned about the impact we're going to experience next year. I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, just based on experience, we know that their utilization is going to be a factor. And to the point that we can manage that, it will serve us all well. So, okay. Thank you.
And I had one other question. Switching from United Healthcare to Cigna, as the impact of medication, is there a thing?
So I do. You will have a transition of care. Employees that currently have a prior authorization on a medication will need to get a new prior authorization because it's a new insurance company. Cigna will allow what's called a transition of care, which means if you're on a medication or if you have a pregnant employee, they will allow them one time to continue that medication while we look for a network pharmacy or while you're going through the prior authorization or why an employee is looking for a network provider. Now, in the employee meetings, it's imperative, and we will drive this home, that we let employees know they will have 30 days from April 1 to notify us if they need that transition of care. And then Cigna will work with the employee, and they will actually have a representative to help them through the process of trying to get that prior authorization. But if you are on a medication now, or an employee is on a medication that has a prior authorization, they will need to go through that process again.
And speaking of medication, and I apologize, I can't think of the, Ms. Jones actually referred to it. Oh my God, I can't think of the name. It's the company that we switched to for 1 year, worst company I've ever seen. I'm sorry. Some years ago, and I want to say in 2015, I believe. Long story short, if I remember during that presentation, they talked about certain medicines was just
the formulary.
So the formulary has changed for the last several years, even under United Healthcare.
Okay.
As the market has become more volatile around health insurance, those formularies and what medicines each insurance covers, they evaluate that on an annual basis.
Okay.
And so I know I had a medication under United Healthcare that was initially allowed under their formulary, and then when they changed the formulary last year, I had to switch to another medication. It was no longer covered. And so you see that type of formulary changes, even with the same company. Certainly there'll be some differences between the formulary for Cigna and the formulary for United Healthcare, and they'll manage through those as needed. One of the reasons Cigna was an option is that it is one of the four major carriers. And so the expectation is that those transitions will be minimized to the extent that they can be. But formularies are a dynamic thing, and they tend to change based on any number of different factors, cost, what they choose to cover, what they don't cover. And so we'll manage through that as best we can to ensure our employees have a smooth transition. But as I mentioned, even under United Healthcare, there were formulary changes.
And my last question, and I mean, just so, as I was doing some research with knowing this was coming up, my question is there another, and I just, a doctor asks another patient, I'm aware of this, is there another Sigma something or Sigma? I understand, I only knew of your company. I'm just trying to make sure, is there another Sigma?
A different Sigma plan?
There is a, Mayor, you are correct. There is a partnership, it's called Oscar Sigma.
Okay.
It's for smaller group. They utilize the buying power of the big Cigna.
Okay.
But it is a small group platform, so it's for under 50 employee.
Oh, gotcha.
Entities, but you are correct.
Okay. I was gonna say I found another. I was like, okay. I just figured I'd ask you. Okay. Mayor Pro Tem, go ahead.
So one more question. Understanding people are used to certain medications, and just going back to what my colleague brought up, we're going to still, or we should still have a high volume of brand name versus generic. We all know that brand name works a whole lot better than a generic drug. Is there any thought that they're going to be reducing the availability of brand name drugs?
So to that question, I can't really say yes or no, because I wouldn't. It depends on where that drug falls on that tier with Cigna, right? I would say that Cigna still has a high match with UnitedHealthcare as far as drugs that are covered and that are not covered. However, a drug could have been covered under UnitedHealthcare in tier one, and now in Cigna is covered under tier three.
And vice versa.
Or vice versa. So what we will do is we have information that we'll pass out to employees, and we will begin that campaign prior to 4-1 so the employees are aware. Start looking for your doctor in network. Go on the Cigna website, look at their formulary, and see what your medication is. Where does it fall? Talk to your doctor about if you have to get a different medication, what that looks like.
Thank you.
Any other questions about
yes, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the fact that now no longer have the stipend, that we are broadening the census to, you know, so that the premiums can be affordable. It is very, very important that conversation be had with those employees who have not participated in the plan, as well as their dependents, because and an opportunity for them to evaluate whether this plan that we offer is better than the one that they are currently on. What impact that's going to have, both financially, logistically, all of that. I'm just asking that, you know, we just do a little more hold-handing, if you will, because they are foreign to this plan, just haven't been participated in it, and just what that means and what impact that will have on them and their families.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Councilwoman. Yes, we will absolutely do that. We have a listing of all employees that are currently getting the $200 stipend. And myself, along with members of the HR team, will be meeting with those employees to talk about that prior to open enrollment. So as Ms. Mathis mentioned, we're gonna be campaigning, we're gonna be talking to employees prior to the open enrollment period so that that's not the first time that they're hearing this. And so that by the time that they make it to the open enrollment sessions, that they will have a better educated decision about what they want to elect.
Okay, and then after that closes, could you provide us with the census, the current census and the new census as a result of no longer offering the stipend?
Absolutely.
Just like to see the impact of that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Any other member of council got it? Seeing none? Okay, at this point, I guess technically members of council, you have the item that was actually read by the city clerk, the recommendation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and properly second. Seeing no other comments or questions, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is a continuation of the public hearing for the data center text amendment.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I only got it right that time. I usually say good afternoon and it's the evening. We are requesting that the item be continued to the next regularly scheduled public meeting.
Okay. Members of Council, you have item. Can I get a motion to continue this item to the next scheduled meeting?
So moved.
Motion is made by Ms. Hudson. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Davis.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't hear four, at least four of y'all say aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Thank you.
Regularly scheduled meeting.
You said what now?
We were getting a motion next regularly scheduled meeting.
Yes. And I need to come back and amend that motion?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if that's what it was.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, next meeting.
Yes. Council, can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.